Welcome to the Space Show, Amanda.
Hi, Andrew.
Victoria, I understand, is going to be putting in a bid for hosting the Australian Space Agency. How's that going?
That's right, Andrew. We're putting together a proposal. We're working with the Commonwealth, looking at how we can bring together the assets, the capabilities, the industry expertise that we can galvanise in Victoria to put forward as part of a national effort to increase Australia's activity in space.
What capabilities do we have to offer that places like South Australia, New South Wales and other states don't have?
So we have, we're one of the few places in the world where we've got seven engineering-based universities, all with overlapping but also quite different capabilities that together provide a powerful ecosystem of engineering that can be applied to space technologies. And so what we're about is galvanising that capability and bringing it to bear on space.
We've got a number of startups here in Victoria. Are they keen to have the agency here?
Absolutely. So as I've talked about the universities, and that's our core capability, but of course coming out of that universities are startups. There's existing industry, so some of the major players are here in Victoria. So one in five of the significant international aerospace companies are here in Victoria, as are a supply chain that support their activities and that also are part of our ecosystem, including startups. So we're about looking at the entirety of the business ecosystem and the relationship with our research capability base.
And the Victorian government, the minister, is on board with this?
Yes, so Minister Carroll is leading the charge on behalf of the Victorian government. We were at Swinburne the other day at the remote sensing observatory for the Keck telescope. So he announced Victoria's interest in putting forward for the National Space Agency for Victoria, and he's committed to doing what he can to put the best proposal forward as part of this process that we're entering into with the Commonwealth.
Now, I've heard it said that Canberra is the obvious choice, being close to Parliament and the Parliament politicians. In this age of communications, is that essential?
So we're focused on the questions and the priorities of the National Space Agency, which is industry development and industry growth and using the data from space. And so we will be addressing those two very clear priorities of the Commonwealth and putting the case that Victoria is the best place to deliver on those twin objectives.
When do you expect a decision to be made on the location of the agency?
So obviously that's not in our hands, albeit, you know, we'll make sure that we don't delay the process, but we understand that it will be the end of the year when a decision will be made.
And what is your role, Amanda, in the government?
So as lead scientist, I do a number of things, and perhaps the simplest way of describing it is that I work on policy initiatives, and so space is one of those, and what I'm seeking to do is bring together, coordinate and provide coherence around our space capability. And then secondly, it overlaps with that particular activity. I describe it as business development. So I'm working with bringing together the private sector with our research capability in our world-class universities and also bringing in government to the picture. So, for example, we're here tonight at Engineers Australia just seeing the launch of a spectral camera that's going up to the space station. And the use of that for us will be better understanding bushfires. And so as a state agency in an area that is prone to bushfires, as all your listeners would know, that's really important for us. So government as a user of space technologies in this particular instance is a great example of how government, business and the research sector can get value from working together.
And what has been your career path that led you to this role?
So I'm a pharmacologist, so my background is in pharmaceuticals and biotechnology, and I've been in public policy for the last 15 years doing a range of things, including science infrastructure, so the Australian Synchrotron, Victorian Comprehensive Cancer Centre, and building up the biomedical capability, but more broadly than that, also carbon fibre facility down at Deakin in Geelong. So I've taken on this role as lead scientist in recent years, and I bring to bear an understanding of the research community, an understanding of the business community, and then also understanding public policy and how to bring initiatives together so that governments can understand or be informed about decisions that they make. And I've got a positive positive feeling about this one.
Well, thank you for joining us on the Space Show, Amanda.
Okay, great. Thanks very much, Andrew. Enjoyed talking to you.